Welcome to the vocabulary section for how to choose profession. Let's try to translate this text. Это Мария. This is Maria. Maria is an international name, of course, but pay attention that in Russia, all the names have its short version. For instance, Мария is Маша in daily life. Or my name is almost the same. It's Дарья, full name, and Даша in daily life, like for friends and everything. Ей 17 лет. She's 17 years old. Or you can just say ей 17. She's 17.
Она закончила школу и хочет поступать в университет.
She has graduated school and wants to go to college. Remember that in Russian language, the words университет and college mean different things. University means high education, and it can be translated as college in English. But college in Russia means some institution where children can go at the age of 15 after the 9th grade. And it's not a high education. So don't mix those words together, university and college. They're different in Russia, not the same, remember that.
Какую профессию выбрать?
Which profession should I choose?
Думает Маша.
Маша is thinking. Here, the word профессия, profession, is almost the same as in English.
В детстве она мечтала работать учителем.
In childhood, she dreamed about being a teacher. Or actually here, it would be more proper to say she dreamed to work as a teacher.
Работать учителем.
Being a teacher sounds like быть учителем. Actually, these two are synonyms. Быть учителем is the same as работать учителем. So you can use both of them.
Но в России учителям мало платят.
But in Russia, teachers are not well paid.
Мало платят.
It means that their salary is not very big. So sad. It's a wonderful profession.
Потом Маша мечтала стать врачом.
Then Маша wanted to be a doctor. The word стать literally means to become. So it's better to say then Маша wanted to become a doctor.
Маша мечтала стать врачом.
Но она боится крови. But she's afraid of blood. Кровь, blood, obviously, no one can be a doctor if he or she is afraid of blood.
Может, мне стать певицей?
Maybe I should be a singer.
Певица
means a girl singer. If it's a man, it's the word певец.
Певец и певица.
For example, вчера мы были на концерте прекрасной певицы. Yesterday we were in a concert of a wonderful singer.
Но у Маши ужасный голос.
But Masha has a terrible voice. The word ужасный means really, really bad. The synonym is очень плохой.
Неприятный. У Маши очень плохой голос.
Obviously, she can't be a singer too. So then she decides to call her friend for a piece of advice.
Тогда девушка звонит подруге по телефону.
Then the girl is calling her friend by phone. Again, you see, in English, it's just her friend. We don't know the gender. But in Russian, it's obvious that it's a girl, because it's the word подруга. If she was calling her male friend, it would be the word друг. Девушка звонит другу. But here, she's calling to her подруга. Она звонит подруге. Okay, we're going on. Оля, какую профессию мне выбрать? Оля, what occupation should I choose? Here again you see the name Оля. It's a short version for the name Olga. Ольга. I'm sure there is such a name in Europe and in America too. You remember that famous cartoon about Arnold? And there were two sisters, Helga and Olga. So, in Russia, you can call Olga Оля. And Оля replies, Маша, просто найди богатого мужа. Маша, just find a rich husband. Yeah, what's the problem? Of course, it's a joke here. Please don't think that Russian girls are mercantile. No way, we love working. But it's a small, funny text, so the great advice, you don't know what profession to choose, just find some rich man and do nothing. Okay, that was it for vocabulary. Go on to the story with questions and answers lesson. See you there!